Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome. My name is Jeff Valinsky and I'm the host of the Fund to Fortune Entrepreneur Startup Success here on Life Coach Radio Network. Thank you for joining our broadcast today. Our focus is entrepreneurism, and every other Tuesday we're here at noon for the foreseeable future. Our next show will air on August 14th, so a few weeks from now. So mark that down at 12 noon. Each week we interview some entrepreneurs who have started up some successful and fabulous, fascinating companies here and around New York City. Here to inspire you, inform you, and educate you, and hopefully give you some advice as to some of the obstacles you may face and how to overcome them as you build your network. It's about having fun and doing what you do, becoming into your fortune, whether that is money, satisfaction, abundance, seeing your creation and your dream come true, or all of those, and how you benefit from coaching or what resources you needed to start your business and what helped you along the way. I am continually inspired by the people I meet out there who have become multipreneurs, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, freelancers, and continue to strive to pursue their passion, finding work that is fulfilling to them, makes them happy, and gives back to the world, making it a beautiful place. One of the most inspirational things that I have heard is the Master Living quote, and it's something that I think, given that 80% of the population is unhappy in their work, something to always strive for, whether you're an entrepreneur or you are working in a corporation, but continuing to find and become the master of living. What is a master of living? Well, a master of living, I will tell you, or a master in the art of living, makes little distinction between his work and his play. Wow, can you imagine not having to say you're going to work, but say you're going to play? So the master of the art of living makes little distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body, his information and his recreation. He hardly knows which is which. He simply pursues his vision of excellence at whatever he does, leaving others to decide whether he is working or playing. To him, he's always doing both. If you've ever heard the saying, which I'm going to screw up right now because I can't remember, I'm in mind block, but the money will follow your passion, something like that. In any case, to live doing work you love and to wake up every day excited about your work and the creation is something that many of us aspire to. So today on our show, Fun to Fortune, we are going to have on Francis, I'm going to screw up his last name, Tumbakaris, something, I think I got it almost right, Tumbakaris. And Francis started a company 6 years ago. He sort of fell into it, so it's a really interesting story. It's called Greek and Handy. And Francis is now on television on HGTV, competing in Brother to Brother. And that's something many of us entrepreneurs would love to do at some point, to be on a television show, not only to get great exposure, but to compete and show people our work and what we do and how we do it. So we're going to have Francis on in a little bit, who's going to tell us about how being resourceful, how following your gut, how taking the lead, how using resources in your community, and how to sort of keep moving your business forward. So we're going to have Francis in a little bit come on. And let's review last week. Last week we had on Anthony Cerrone, who is the owner of Lilac Chocolates right here in New York City. And Anthony took over the business a couple years ago and explained how taking over a business and running it and all the number of hats he wears is also one of the most fun things he does in the business, but also one of the most challenging things. So Anthony, our last week's show, and you can find that on Life Coach Radio Network right here on Blog Talk Radio, the recording, Anthony went through the variety in his day, which is so exciting for him. It may be tasting chocolates, and then it may be interviewing someone, and then maybe working on a new marketing campaign, and then it may be dealing with some supplier issues or online internet issues, and how that really keeps him excited and going, and he loves that. And also it's a challenge because there's always something, and putting the resources in place and the right resources as he built this business. And also Anthony went through a little bit about his tagline and how he came up with Lilac Chocolates has been in business since the early 1900s, and the tagline is stubbornly old-fashioned. And there's something really appealing about chocolate and old-fashioned and an image that comes up. So please listen to last week's recording with Anthony. You can skip over the startup fears in the beginning and just hear the interview of Anthony Cerrone and Lilac Chocolates. It's very inspiring, and I'm sure you'll walk away with some great ideas and tactics for your own business. So for those of you who are just tuning in or just listening, this is the Life Coach Radio Network. We're on the line today with Fun to Fortune Startup Success with Coach Jeff, and I am Jeff Belinsky. I'm hosting this show every other Tuesday at noon. If you have a question or a comment about being an entrepreneur or wanting to be an entrepreneur, please do call in. I'd love to hear from you. 646-716-9397 is our call-in number. You can tweet at us. Our handle is Coach Post Radio. And you can like us on Facebook at Life Coach Radio Network. So please check us out. We are the Life Coach Radio Network. We have several different shows. I'll talk about the shows in a little bit, which you can check out, including Get a Job, Mark My Words, Life Coach Chat, Super Soul Sunday Review, blah, blah, blah. All kinds of good stuff for you to listen to and learn from in the world of life coaching. So I think I had to interview Francis a little earlier because he had a job he needed to get to. So I think I'm going to bring him on right now, Francis Tubacaris, from Greek and Handy. And if you'll bear with me, I'm going to hopefully see if I can fast forward this to the start point as it ended up recording all of our pre-call. So hopefully I can do that. If not, it should be pretty interesting to hear the sort of before and the after. So welcome to Francis. And let's see what's happening here. Do, do, do. Hello? Hello. If you'll bear with me, you are getting the sort of whole complete audio, which includes some silent time while I was waiting for Francis this morning, and then I explained to him what we are going to talk about.
Francis with Greek and Handy. Hi.
Hi, Francis. How are you? I'm going to
Hi, Jeff. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good. Hey, so we are ready to hear the part of where I bring in Francis. So let me talk about some of the upcoming issues while we're doing that. And I apologize for this technical blunder. This is the first time I've done an upload here. And but to tell you about some of the other shows we have while we're waiting, we have a show on Wednesday, July 24th at 7:30 p.m., and it's Get a Job with Kathleen Brady. And then on July 25th at 8 p.m., we have a Coach Martin Salama, who will be talking about recovering from divorce with life. He is a divorce recovery coach, and that should be a really interesting show. And then on Friday, July 26th, we have coaches Mandy Rosneck, Philomena Iorio-Slusik, and Carrie Spaulding on Life Coach Chat. So be sure to check that out. I'm going to go back to our recording, see if we are ready to begin. Where are we with that?
Like, what is called Fun to Fortune?
Yeah.
So it's really about, like, what is fun in your business that you love?
We're not quite ready. I'm still giving Francis a little preview of that. Francis started a company called Greek and Handy. And guess what? He is Greek and Handy. And it's a great sort of tagline, I think. It defines who he is and what he does. But he's a lot more than handy. But when he started, he was doing a lot of just sort of handy, odd jobs. And that's grown and grown and grown over the past 6 years. Let's check
in there to make sure that we talk about your company name, your website, how people find you.
And you're getting a little bit of audio of the preview. But if you bear with me for one more minute, we'll bring Francis on, and you'll be able to hear it right from the horse's mouth about what he's doing and what he's up to and how that will help your business.
No problem at all. You will be asking those questions, right?
Yes.
We'll kick off the questions, and then we'll sort of just move along as it goes.
Perfect. Are you going to edit it?
No, there's no editing. So it will just be as if we were live.
Tell me something. How long is this? I just want to make sure that I don't talk forever.
Oh, I would say we should do this for 15 minutes maximum.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. And Francis, how do you say your last name?
T as in Tom, O-U, M as in Mary, B as in boy, A, K, A, R as in Robert, I, S, Tsumbakaris.
Tsumbakaris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, cool. So I'm going to go into, I'm going to put you on hold for a second, and I'm going to go in and start the recording, and then I'm going to come back as if we're on the show. Okay?
Great.
All right. Hold on one second. Cool. Thank you. And everyone, feel free to call in at 646-716-9397. And ask a question or follow up or a comment as we bring in Francis. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy our interview with Francis Tsumbakaris.
We are on the air now with Francis Tsumbakaris. Francis, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good. How are you, Francis? I wanted to welcome you to our show today, Fun to Fortune, Startup Success.
Thank you for having us.
You are very welcome. So, Francis, tell our listeners, what is your business name?
My business name is Greek and Handy, as in being from Greece, and being handy, but not just being handy, also thinking handy. It's an interior design and licensed contracting company, and we perform all sorts of projects of various scales, from simple home renovations to high-end renovations and doctor suite offices and workspaces, as well as some boutique commercial projects.
Sounds great. Now, interestingly enough, you have a very unique name. How did you come up with the business name Greek and Handy?
That's right. So I used to be an actor and a dancer, and honestly, this started as my survival job, right? I placed an ad on Craigslist after I had come back from a national tour of the Broadway show Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and on my bicycle with a backpack of tools, I was running around the city, hanging curtains, doing an accent wall left and right, and it just grew on its own. I wasn't expecting it. Within a year, I had to have an assistant. I had to buy insurance, general liability, workman's comp, and, you know, very quickly I became a painting contractor and further full-on contractor as well as design for my clients. But I was looking for a name that would represent me, of who I am and what I do. And I just sat down one day and I was right who I am, and I am Greek and Handy, and there is no better way of describing than these two words, who I am. So that's the name of the company, is Greek and Handy. And although most people, you know, when they hear it, they think, okay, so he's a handyman. We are, you know, much beyond a handyman. That's why I started, you know, rephrasing and say, you know, it's not just being handy, it's also thinking handy. That's how I translate handy.
Well, what I love about your name is that it's very memorable. You know, you can't forget it. It's very easy to find. Some company names are so fun. And it describes, again, who you are and how you started. So it's great, and it has a story to it. So I love it. I'm assuming that your URL, your website, is GreekAndHandy.com. Is that correct?
It's GreekAndHandy.com, although the logo and the branding of the company, the end, is with an N% symbol, like a crate and barrel. The full web address is spelled out with A and D. So, yes, it's GreekAndHandy.com. And the listeners, if they go on it, they can read a little bit about my story and how the company formed and started, who I am, and so on and so forth.
Good, good, good. Well, so let's move on to the fun part for you, because it sounds like you were doing this part-time while you were acting and dancing, and you obviously were really good in it, and there's something you enjoyed. So what's the fun part of your business that you get a lot of satisfaction out of? And tell us how long you've been in business, too.
I've been in business now for almost 6 years, and the fun part is always the, you know, the interaction with the clients. In a way, you know, I've been a dancer, actor all my life in New York City on Broadway, on tours, all over the country and stuff. But I still perform in a way when I am with clients and when a project is over, and I know I have improved their lives, their quality of living. I was able to give them a functional space with smart design, and you know, I was also able to, you know, solve problems of their work environment or their home environment, and you know, their smile and thank you, Francis, we are so happy. It's like the applause is like the curtain call. So it is, it really is. And actually, you know, having been on Broadway, their smile and their thankfulness last much more than a Broadway applause, because they are going to live in a space that I got to create with my hands and my crews and with my ideas. And every place I create, especially if it's a first homeowner here in Manhattan, I built their place as if it is my very own. I am not a homeowner, so every time I design and construct someone's place, it's as if it's my very own place. So it also becomes very personal. I'm very invested in my work.
I sense a big source of pride for you. So a job you take on, you want to see successfully, you want to see a client happy and something, it makes you obviously very proud, because the way you're talking, it's just a lot of energy and excitement around that whole creative process, if you will. So how does that work?
Absolutely. Well, you see, what happens is that, you know, Greek and handy, right? So everybody thinks, oh, well, here is a handyman, and then they find that I'm a contractor, right? And then I meet. And, you know, usually contractors, you know, the average contractor shows up and they're like, oh, what do you want? You want a kitchen and a bathroom? Here is some standard finishes. Most of the people don't expect that I am the designer and I offer the design services beyond being a simple contractor and hanging cabinets or doing sheetrock work. They get the best of both worlds at a much more reasonable price, and I think this is where the niche is. You know, just paying for ideas and these gazillions of dollars to designers and all the 20 and 30% on shopping commissions and all of that, a project can become very, very expensive. So I think the unique catch here with Greek and Handy is that they get the best of both worlds at a very reasonable price, and they don't have to. It's a one stop shop, pretty much.
Sure, sure. So that's very attractive to people in terms of they don't have to hire all these different people and pay all these extra fees when you basically bring it all to them. With you and your services and your crew. So more
exactly.
About sort of how you started the business, or how, I guess, for our listeners who are startup entrepreneurs or thinking about starting a business, what are some of the challenges and obstacles that you faced, and how did you get through them, and what kind of support, and what have you learned through building the business that would help people who are sort of coming on your path?
Well, I also wanted the flexibility to go to their auditions and stuff. So, you know, working within the acting, finding handy people within the acting community was an asset in my business. I also got, the first time I was required to have a general liability insurance. We have this amazing organization called Dancers. I forgot the name of the organization. That's terrible. They give grants to dancers to do something else, knowing that the dance career has an expiration date. So they gave me $1,000, and half of it I put it towards a general liability policy, and the other half I spent it with a lawyer to draft my first construction / design agreement template contract. So I got a little bit of help from that organization. And, you know, one client brings another, and sometimes, you know, you still worry. It's as a business owner, there are good times and there are bad times, no matter how successful a business is.
Well, what I hear you saying in all of that is, you know, one skill that you really turned on is your resourcefulness. So using all the different outlets you could to, you know, find money, cash flow, to find cash to fund your business. And some people, when they start businesses, especially if they're multipreneurs or they're transitioning from one career to the other, they forget all the access they may have to different, you know, sources in their prior career. So I love that you went, you know, back to the actor dancer community, one, to find people to work with you that would work with you for, you know, maybe lower wages in the beginning, and also for funding. So it's really important for people who are changing businesses not to forget, you know, where they came from, and really use that as a resource. And then I hear from you, just continuing,
choreographers from Broadway, that they were more than happy to hire, you know, a next dancer or someone they had worked with to actually transform their homes. And that was also a nice gesture of trust. You know, I like you, Francis, and I'm going to let you change my very own home. I always find that the dancing, acting, Broadway community is very, very supportive with each other, because we all know the difficulties of what a performer goes through their career.
Great. Good. What else could you share with the audience and listeners in terms of maybe advice for starting out? Like, what qualities did you need to have to keep going and continue on your path. It sounds like one of the things you mentioned were like one customer, you do one good job and then you get another. You know, that's certainly so building on that referral. But what other qualities did you need to have inside you to sort of or bring forth from inside?
In an industry, I'm not the first contractor or the first interior designer in the city, right? There are many out there, and many of them are also well-known and published in, like, interior magazines. Wasn't the case. To find a unique way of selling the product, something that sets you apart. I do believe that, at least in New York City, if you have to offer something really unique and you believe, it is really important. It is really important for entrepreneurs and young businesses to, you know, put a personal stamp on what they do. And
I love how you said, I think you said Greekness, right? You sell your Greekness.
Yes, yes, indeed. Indeed, yes.
I love that. And Francis, I'm sure people out there are wondering, what does his work look like, or how do I see some of it? Where is there a way that you have a portfolio, or they could see some of your design?
My website is mainly image driven. So if you click on it, the splash page looks like a very big blog. But if you click on each picture, it pops up an entire photo story with several more images. There are a couple of YouTube videos. You see, as an entertainer, I was always after being on HGTV, and it didn't happen for a few years, but, you know, this year I am out there. I am on the channel is 76, and high definition is, I'm sorry, it's 64, channel 64, high definition 764. And again, it's every Sunday at 10 p.m. It's called Brother versus Brother.
And you are one of the contestants for the renovation, yes?
Yes, wow. I am on Jonathan's. Excuse me?
Oh, I said I wish you the best of luck. I want you to win.
Entrepreneurs, it's the social media. I used to be a little resistant a few years ago. But I dare say putting out their photos and status updates, creating a really good and functional Facebook page and tweeting things relevant to your business, it actually generates a buzz and a crowd. And, you know, if you have a catchy name as a business, such as Greek and Handy, just putting it out there and it sticks in people's heads. So someone may not necessarily be looking for your services or your product right away, but if you're on people's face, I can guarantee you that people will remember. And if somebody is looking for that spa or that, you know, postcard mailing service or something, they will remember because they have seen it constantly when they are, you know, chit-chatting with their friends or browsing on Facebook or internet. So I encourage everybody to use those social networking tools that are out there and they're for free.
Yes, great. Okay, well,
based in Manhattan, my office and residence is in Hell's Kitchen, and, you know, we do enjoy working within our perimeters in Manhattan. I do get some inquiries every now and then to go to Brooklyn or Queens, but, you know, as a business owner, I'm paying Manhattan premiums, both in rent and in overhead, so sometimes it just doesn't make sense. There are people who offer same services with me that they are, their rates can be much more reasonable than bringing, you know, a Manhattan-based contractor out in Brooklyn. So I dare say that most of my business, you know, stays within the island of Manhattan, which is not
okay,
very
so
big.
People can find you in Manhattan. They could also find you at GreekAndHandy.com. I want to thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, Francis, have a wonderful day, and thank you again so much. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care.
Well, that was Francis Tumbakaris from GreekAndHandy.com. I hope you enjoyed the interview with him. I certainly did. What's so interesting about some of the things he said is his statement, I am Greek and handy. How many of us try so hard to come up with taglines, who we are, what we do? So it's sort of bringing that all together. And I love that Francis, who has an actor and dancer background, off his tour of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, brings that performance, the thing that he loves, his passion, being on stage, performing, he brings that into his business. And every sort of meeting for him is a performance. It's a fact for him to shine, to be on stage, to engage something he loves. So a lot of times in finding your passion, there's a lot of richness to be found and a lot of golden nuggets in what you're already doing. So when I work with clients in coaching environment, we don't toss the old job away. We like, what is it you loved about that job? And so for Francis, he loved when he worked on Broadway, the performance, the applause, all of that excitement. So bringing that with him into being a contractor, you know, sometimes it doesn't at face value sort of seem like it would go together, but it goes together perfectly, especially who he is and what his passion is. Francis really displayed the quality of resourcefulness. So going back into a community who loves and trusts you and will take a chance with you. Again, I keep telling my clients over and over, we learn, people hire you because they like you. So we always talk about the service. This is what I do, this is what I do, this is what I do. At the end of the day, people hire you because they like you. They like you and they want to work with you, they want to support you, and they believe in you. So, again, Francis is Greek and handy. He exhibits a certain energy, and you're going to hire him because you like him, you like what he represents, you like how he talks, you like his demeanor, and that's why you're going to hire him. Plus, you got to be good at what you do. Francis also talked about build you up and keep making variations of that until you nail it. Another great thing about Francis and his company, Greek and Handy, is the niche, the importance of finding a niche. And not just the niche, as Francis pointed out, there's a lot of contractors, there's a lot of interior designers in New York. So maybe it's not the work, but it's the unique way that you sell the product, the unique way that you come across. If, you know, when working or sitting down with Francis, he brings some baklava or some delicious spanakopita treat for you to try. So bring your Greekness in, bring your personality into your business. That is something that your competitor can't do or won't do, or is just not part of their MO. Okay? Really brilliant, really brilliant. And so I love really speaking to Francis. I love speaking to entrepreneurs who really bring their own personality, their background. On Facebook, we are the Life Coach Radio Network. And somewhere else you can find us, Coach Host Radio, tweet us. And I forgot at the bottom of the hour to let you know of what's going on later this week, some of the shows we have here on Life Coach Radio Network, and some of those upcoming. Tomorrow night is 7:30 p.m. Get a Job with Kathleen Brady. So if you're out there looking for a job, tune in with her. On Thursday night, July 25th at 8 p.m., Recovering from Divorce with Life Coach Martin Salama. And then on Friday, July 26th, it's Life Coach Chat, where a couple different coaches come in and talk about a relevant topic. And the topic for this broadcast will be, what will it be? I don't even know. 30-somethings, inner winnings, Eve. And hoping to have the owner and founder of Denim Therapy, really cool business concept. Jeans these days cost hundreds of dollars. And then, alas, they get holes in them from rubbing together the inner thighs. Well, this company
will patch them up and make them look like new. And I think they have a beautiful, cool logo. Check them out at denimtherapy.com. They're based in New York City. And then upcoming, either that date or the next date, we will have Erin Stutlin, who is a true entrepreneur who has created a really great fitness empowerment empire here in New York City with creating multiple revenue streams. And I'm very excited to have Erin on my show coming up in the next couple of weeks. So look for those. So my name is Jeff Walensky. Thank you for tuning in today at the Life Coach Radio Network. I'm the host of Fun to Fortune, Entrepreneur Startup Success. And we wish you the best of luck in creating your entrepreneurial pursuit. If you have any questions or you're interested in more coaching services to get your business off the ground, please contact me. You can reach me at www.javelin, those are my initials, J-A-V as in Victor, I-L-E-N.com. That's www.javelin.com. You can also just Google me at Jeff Walensky, that's V as in Victor, I-L-E-N-S-K-Y, JeffWalensky.com. And I'll look forward to hearing from you soon. Thank you from New York City. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for tuning in to the Life Coach Radio Network.